Yeah, it's Thursday night, and we're on Kayak Fishing Radio. It is Boondoggle Eve. Boondoggle Eve. We're here, and yep, there's the unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio. We've got a crowd in already, so people chomping at the bit, ready to rock and roll. Mr. Wheeler's in the house. What's up, Landy Crew?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Let's say hey to Haywood. Bill, how are you?
What's happening?
Not much, man. And on the road.
The scrimp.
The scrimp? We're going to talk about scrimps, man. You just have to plug your ears. And on the road is the most traveling of the boondogglers and our sometime co-host and man in the field, Greg Hammerhead Crisp. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
All right, man. So tell us when you get, you know, when something interesting happens there, man. Watch out for deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And all the way in from the West Coast, we've got the Spikester.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wish I was on my way to a boondoggle.
Yeah, I know. Everybody can't do it, though.
Thanks for having me.
And Mr. Becker is in the house. What's up, Mr. Becker?
Good evening, one and all.
Good evening, sir. Well, it is the boondoggle eve. We have people on the road. We've got in the chat room there. We've got the Yak Sushi Man. We've got Bonita Bob down there in Bonita Springs. LGB, the Bay Fish, Scuba Stand, and a guest. Welcome aboard to Kayak Fishing Radio. So Yak Sushi is in the chat room, and the chat room is not rated G when Yak Sushi's in there. But he's cursing us. He's upset because he can't go.
I feel a little jealousy.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Spiker, how is things on the West Coast tonight, man?
After a couple of days of storms, it's a beautiful thing. I was talking on the shows last week about the Red Barn Classic on the Sonoma Coast. It was a gathering of 58 registered kayak fishermen coming out to fish for salmon and lingcod, and I went over on Saturday to see the weigh-in. Fishing was tough, and you know, it reminds me whenever you do a competitive event that has a deadline at 1 or 2 in the afternoon, you miss that afternoon bite. And I think that's what happened. I saw a few limits of rockfish come in. Didn't see any cabazon. I did see one 20-pound lingcod and one 20-pound king salmon. And those were just beautiful fish that made the day. The following day, they make a one-day tournament into a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Sunday, two of the anglers, in fact, the event coordinator, the guy who sets this whole thing up, Joe, Bloodbath Joe, and a fellow named Sledge went out kayak fishing. Joe's boat filled with water and actually sank below the surface. The water was cold. Joe was only wearing a 3-millimeter wetsuit, and he started having trouble right away. He ended up getting on Sledge's brand-new maiden voyage Hobie pedal boat. And Sledge, wearing a 7-millimeter wetsuit, held onto the back of the boat and kicked them in as he pedaled in. Because of the flipper craft and the deep kelp forest these guys had to go through, they were on the water and in the water for about 2.5 hours. So they collapsed on the beach, unable to walk. It was a splendid self-rescue. And with everybody going to boondoggle, dress to stay alive, don't dress to kill. You know, that's something we overlook so much. I know you're not dealing with real cold waters right now, but
yeah. No, you bring up really good points, and we will discuss safety whenever we approach the water. And
a lot of this was covered on the ncka.org website. The event, it was reported the day after Red Barn, and just great learning lessons for a lot of people. And thanks for letting me toss that into the fold.
No, it's always good. I mean, that's...
Nobody was hurt, and some great fish were caught.
No harm, no foul, a great bar story from there on out, right? So, all right. Let's see. I don't know what has gone on, but the weather forecast for our boondoggle weekend has kind of gone a little south. The guessers are starting to irritate me here. I had posted earlier in the week when I got the good 5-day report about sunny and no rain, you know, and now we're looking at some possibility of some showers, I think, on Sunday and Monday here. Actually, they're talking for afternoon showers tomorrow. I'm glad I'm in a cabin and not on a tent. But afternoon showers, I bet it's probably, you know, just the afternoon thunder boomer every now and then, you know, afternoon thunder shower. A few showers and some wind on Sunday, and some wind and showers on Monday. But we're just fishing inside of the creeks and canals and stuff, so we should be okay. Right? Bueller, crickets. We didn't get the cricket sound in here. We need to put the cricket sound. Yeah, right?
What, a Wednesday night show?
Yeah. No, dude.
Wow.
I know, right? This is what happens, man. You buy them paper and pencils, send them to school and stuff, give them their own radio show, and then they come back and diss you. So.
I'm actually screwing out my computer right now. I'm trying to download my fishing endeavor from today.
Okay, cool. So what did you do today, man? Where were you at?
We've been having some wicked northeast winds, and you're probably going to feel that down there in South Carolina, too. But, you know, 10 to 15 knots coming out of the northeast, no real bay, you know, anywhere in the bay you can really hide. So I hit one of the little Menhaven Inlet, and pretty big inlet, known for its speckled trout. And, you know, set up on a spot not 300 meters from the launch, and second cast, hooked into a 19-inch speckle. I was like, ooh, yeah, that's a nice, you know, surprise. Get him in, looked at him. He's all pretty, sent him back. Next cast, same thing, 20-inch speckle. I'm like, I am doing good. And then for the next 2 hours, it was the same thing, you know, up to 23 inches.
Wow.
Stood up and paddled around in some back areas. And found some redfish and pushed them. And that was about it. But I have to go, Chip. I've got my wife calling me, so I'll get back to you in a little bit.
Okay, man. No worries. Sweet. That sounds like a good report. I saw that the redfish Chuck had gone out and was beating the ditches again this afternoon with his youngster in tow. And it's really interesting. I don't know. Bill, you seen the pictures he posted? Anyone, the specks that he's catching out there, coming from those real tannic waters and those ditches, you know, those little canals? They're really golden brown color.
Yeah, they get like the redfish when they get in those backwaters. They get that tannic acid that's coming off the mangroves that turns them brown.
Stains them up, but they look real pretty, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when you see the redfish and it has that blue tail, that those are just fresh in out of the Gulf, huh, or out of the Atlantic?
No, they say that's just, you know, from what they've been eating.
Right.
You see it a lot more when the water cools down, especially in the wintertime.
Get that
but
real
you
pretty.
Notice that, yeah, they get that real bright blue tail. And down here in the winter, they switch, you know, to small crabs, and you'll find them, they eat these really tiny small shrimp. You know, they're about the size of your fingernail, maybe.
Hmm.
And they'll be, I've caught them before, they were stuffed with those things, and that's where they say they get that bluish tail from. So, I don't know if that's true or not, but
Well, the I believe the shrimps, the crabs, all the shellfish have, it's, you know, how we have like an iron base element in our blood. I think the crabs and shrimp and all that have a copper base element in their blood. I don't know.
Yeah, I've always heard it was iodine. You know, it's.
Well, copper too is blue.
Or whatever in them.
Yeah. Whatever. Fry them up, black them.
I don't get that much into it. You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty to look at. That's all I mean.
Catch them, right? Okay. So we're all getting ready. We're headed towards the boondoggle tomorrow. Stan is finally going to get to he's like our Julie, our lovely cruise entertainment specialist, and he's been working hard getting things ready over there in Chucktown. LGB and D.D. Olson and them are all going to be there. I think we have our minimum 10, so we'll get a boondoggle badge here. If not, when we get somebody there, I'll have my computer with and we'll have them register with yakangler.com, so we'll get our folks in. I see that Stan asked LGB how he's doing. LGB had an unfortunate accident with a box cutter, and I don't know. I hope he's doing well. Let us know how you're doing there, LGB. Get into a wrestling match with a box cutter. So, yeah, we're going to get 10 there, Yak Sushi. But I was out getting the trailer all brushed off, ready to go. Got the cobwebs beat down away from the I should have just left the cobwebs on. It's almost Halloween, right? It'd be like decoration on the kayaks, so. But so I was looking at the area there around Charleston, and I noticed last night that when I zoomed in, I used several different things. We had started talking about it a little bit on what kind of things we use to prep for a trip. And I went over to Bing Maps, and what was interesting was as I zoomed in one view, as you got closer and closer, the pictures switched from being like a higher tide level to low water. So you could see where the water pulls back away. And we're going to be fishing. See, Saturday morning, there's a few of us, I think, that are going to participate in the Redfish Shootout for the benefiting the Heroes on the Water program. And the tides as set up over there, or at least what we're looking at, are, let me pull them up here real quick. But we're going to be fishing a fallen tide. So what would your game plan be there? Anyone?
Where are you fishing?
Well, we're going to be fishing there in Copahee Sound right outside of Charleston. And it's a 5-foot tide, right? And we start at first light and then weigh in as at 2. I don't know when they actually shut down fishing, but you can start weighing in at 2. And it looks to me like, what did I do with it here? You go over to my page here where I got the tides. There they are. So Saturday, high or low tide is 11:57. So pretty much noon, and it goes from high at 6:06 a.m. at 5.5 to a low of 0.8.
Find some deep water.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what
find the moving water choke points on the deep water side.
Yep. That's what I was thinking. So it was kind of cool because when I went to the Bing map and I saw that it was showing the low water points, you could see the big cuts and stuff. In fact, it looked like a big old cabin cruiser sitting in one of the bends. It's probably about 2 or 3 clicks away from the landing point. And it looks like he was just anchored up in there at low tide. So so I'm thinking, and here's somebody that'll give us his excellent advice. Redfish Chuck, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
Yep. I already gave your fishing report, so.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, everybody liked your golden trout, man.
Golden trout is where it's at.
It is, man. So anyways, the discussion we're talking about, we've got to fish the tournament on Saturday up there in Charleston, right? And we got a 5.5-foot tide with low tide at noon. We can fish starting at first light at 6, which is actually high tide, and the water's going to be falling pretty much the whole time during the tournament. Weigh-ins at 2. So unlike the folks that were at the tournament where D is, we'll make sure we remember to go to the weigh-in so that we give somebody some competition. Hopefully we'll catch some fish, but yeah, I'm thinking look for the deep channels, maybe soak some bait down in those babies as they start coming through.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty good plan.
Gotta fish what you're given, right? If you gotta fish the falling tide, fish it, man. But just know that the fish are going to come off of the flats and they're still hungry, right? As long as the water's moving,
there
might be a little.
Make sure you can get back to your launch.
Yeah, well, the max flow
is. You'll have to wade through the mud.
Yeah, do another slog, right? Now it actually looks like there's somebody had made a trail from where the low water point is. There's like a grass bed or something like that, and there's a trail that goes all the way back to the launch point. But with low tide, bottom of tide being at noon, figure we got at least an hour and we'll have water coming back up to the point. I think I read somewhere from some of the guys from Kayak Fish South Carolina that an hour either.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah.
Talk to this guy right here, Nikon Jedi.
Nikon Jedi.
Yep.
Oh, that's
South Carolina.
That's Ken, yeah. Hey, Stan.
How's it going, guys?
Are you stoked, man?
I can't sleep at night. I can't get any work done during the day. Believe me. It's fantastic.
All over to Rob Troy and.
Yeah. So, hang on, let me holler at Kevin here. He just joined us. What's up, Kev?
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
I put you on mute,
man. I'm on the water again.
You're on the water again?
Absolutely, and we're out here at the bridge again and just caught a 45-inch red.
45?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're breaking up. We can't hear you.
It's too small, man. Throw it back.
Well, that was a pretty good one. That one actually tugged me around a good little bit, and it was a pretty good hectic fight. So that was a real nice one, real pretty colors and all that good stuff.
We don't want to say it too loud because Hammerhead is driving south, and he'll probably
be.
Oh,
he needs to stop on by. He's probably going to come right over the bridge that I'm fishing under right now.
Yeah. What'd you say, Greg?
I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
Is he coming down the eastern shore? Hey, Greg, are you coming down the eastern shore?
Yep, I'm on 95 approaching Baltimore right now.
Okay, you're coming down that way. If you were coming down the eastern shore when you drove across the bridge, you'd see us.
So who's out there with you, Kev?
Rick Burnley.
Okay.
Yeah, if you he's writer Kayak Angler magazine, he's a writer for Saltwater Sportsman. You've definitely seen the stuff he wrote. Also did a kayak fishing book a couple years back, and a very good friend of mine. And we're out here trying to put. I just caught that one on a live bluefish. Blue was about 15, 16 inches, and I threw that down the bottom, and it came on that one. The current's about ready to break down. I'm gonna start jigging because that's a lot of fun. Hit them on jigs, and there's dolphin all thrashing all around us. I guess they're chasing blues right now, and a lot of action, a lot of crazy fights. Hopefully going to come up some more.
Okay, man. Well, give us a holler when you get another one.
Will do.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call.
Later.
Bye. Wheeler, you're back in.
Was that Kevin?
No. No, it was some other guy. He said something about 45-inch bluefish or something like that. I don't know.
I hate him.
Yeah, all right. So, that's like, all right. So let's let Stan here give us a quick report. Give us a sit rep of what the conditions look like there in Chucktown.
I know the weather guessers are saying that it's looking a little bit worse, but that's kind of a typical report for Charleston, so I'm really not concerned at all. I think, you know, with our crew, we're going to scare any weather out of the area. I'm really excited about the location. I'm going to be getting to the KOA tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock. Going ahead and making sure all of our campsites are close together, setting up camp, getting the cooler ice down, getting my boat out. I'm just stoked. I can't do anything. I can't sleep. I can't work. I can't stop pacing my kitchen right now. And I'm just, it's on. It is so on.
Yes. The launch spot there at Copahee, is that that dirt road that comes down right on the western side there?
It's Gadsonville Road.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right, Gadsonville Road. And there's also another really good fishing spot a little bit, just a hair further down Highway 17 on the left-hand side. It's called Paradise Landing.
I read about
Google
that.
It. It's a really good local fishing spot. The KOA is centrally located to, like, you know, a couple of awesome fishing places. And also, just for all of us, you know, especially those that are traveling, there is a Walmart, like, really on the other side of the pond from the KOA. There's also a Kickin' Chicken for chicken wings. You know, I do know even Rob enjoys chicken wings once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and there's a Chick-fil-A, so we could grab a biscuit on the way to the launch site or whatever. You know, we're just going to have a big time. I know I've got a bunch of people that I know are going to show up. A lot of people are interested in kayak fishing, but don't have a boat yet. You know, it's
Well, did you steer them over towards Dolphin Dave there? And
absolutely. You know, we're definitely trying to send some business to Timeout Sports.
Right. So that'd be cool if somebody wants to show up. I mean, certainly when we're there hanging out at the KOA in between fishing expeditions, people are more than welcome to come in and check out the boats. And, well, there's a little pond right there at the KOA so they can paddle them around and stuff, all that kind of deal.
Perfect. Try out each other's boats. We get to try out, you know, each other's life jackets to see, you know, why does somebody like something.
Right.
I got to pimp my crate. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, we're going to have like a crate contest, man. You guys got some pimped out crates, man.
I mean, we ought to have a pumpkin carving contest, a Snoopy fishing rod contest, garbage can fish cook off.
We
just don't have
that.
Enough fun. It's not enough fun.
Well, we got like I said earlier, the clone has got a science project he has to present in the morning, so he can't play hooky all day, so he's got to go in for a couple of hours, get that done. But we'll be launching here about 11. We'll be headed east definitely at 11:30. Trailer in tow, ready to rock. We'll be there around 4:35-ish, and we'll just dump the, you know, basically get the key to the cabin, and then we'll head over to the captain's meeting. How many folks do you think we've got that are going to fish the tournament?
I don't know. I know Greg is. I am. You are. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a couple other that'll pick up because it's a good cause. It's only $40.
Right.
But, you know.
The weigh-in is just down the street, right?
It's not very far at all. So it'd be kind of silly not to do it.
Right.
Everybody gets lucky once in a while.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Bill? Oh, I thought Haywood said something. But, yeah, no, definitely. It's a good cause. I want to make it to the captain's meeting. I told Jim Dolan there that we would – Spiker, we're going to be calling into your show, man.
I can't wait.
So we'll be – the captain's meeting is at 6:30. So we'll probably be, you know, kind of dragging our feet around towards the end of the captain's meeting when we'll call in at the beginning of the show. And the Jedi
we'll be
guy
looking
that,
for you.
Yeah, the Jedi guy that Haywood talked about, Ken, is the coordinator there for the event. And then I think, I don't know if he's in there or not. Let me see here. There's welcome to Jerry. She just showed up, paddle and fan. Bayfish is in there. But and Aaron has shown up. Welcome to y'all. But Tommy Samuels from Kayakfish, South Carolina, is going to be there too. So we'll do a little call in. I'm gonna set up my mics there, and we'll join you for your evening show there, Spiker.
I'm gonna slip out of here. I look forward to hooking up with you guys tomorrow. Safe travels to everybody on their way to the venue.
All right, dude. Be safe out there on the water.
Thanks.
So we will do that tomorrow. And the peanut gallery there in the chat room are saying that Snoopy Rods rock, and Lenny Crew says he would prefer a Batman rod. I think that you know, if you're gonna go, you need to pull out the Barbie pole right there, Stan.
You know, my little girl doesn't carry a Barbie pole. I think it's more of the Buzz Lightyear pole.
Oh, she got a Buzz Lightyear.
Or maybe even Pirates of the Caribbean. No Barbie in this household.
No Barbie?
You know what?
Not
I think the Barbie pole would fit beautifully with the Haywood's pink boa and pink Crocs. It matches the ensemble.
Just talking about my pink Crocs and boa?
I think Wheeler's jealous.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Chip, I'll be right back. I got to go pour acid in my eyes. I'll be right back.
Okay. That was a great sport there that Haywood, I mean, he was like, he had them all ready to rock and roll there when we were at Cedar Key last, man. He pulled those babies out, pink Crocs. He had the mullet hairdo thing underneath the little hat and everything. It was freaking awesome.
I'm not taking any bets this weekend, brother. We're looking at 23 gusts 33 on Saturday. So,
what direction are the winds coming out of?
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I wanted to get out and try out the new outriggers on the boat on the kayak, but that ain't going to happen unless I want to be hitching a ride back from St. Pete.
Take your golf umbrella, right?
Woo.
Yeah. So,
you know, I've been out on days like blows. That. So.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've done quite well, but it was a pain in the butt to get home.
Well, if you've ever fished sailfish, if you ever fished billfish, you don't want it laid down. I mean,
oh, no.
Yeah, you want some chop going on out there. So, but I speaking of billfish, I don't know if any of you follow a guy named Sam from Georgia Kayak Fishing. He had three sailfish in the kayak this past week, man, up in Panama City.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. I've been wanting to looking at that, thinking,
I know, right?
Something
I mean,
to-do list.
That is a to-do list, man. You look at the bottom right there, man, and there's like a little trench that flows up from the south there, and it boils up right there, right off the beach there in Panama City. It's a really great fishery. Only about a mile off the beach is all you got to do. I mean, Linda Cabot and all them, they got it dialed in, and they stinking. Get those Hobies, they pedal out and just troll the hardtails back and forth and just nailing them. Now, Sam is in a prowler or a trident, but he had, I think he hooked three and landed two, I think was his, let me see what his report was on Panama City. kayak fishing there. Where is it? PC Cafe. He did. There's some nice fellow there with a nice, nice big flatfish there. Nice big doormat. Yeah, Sam said, great finish this September. 3 sailfish hung and 2 landed in the final week. You got a nice picture. Looks to be about a, well, I don't know, I'd probably say 60, 80 pounder in his lap with a real pretty sail. Panama City Kayak Fishing Association there. If you don't follow them on Facebook, join the group. Watch, they pull out some real nice fish. They do some real nice reef fishing. They've got some artificial reefs that they dropped just off of the beach there in that line too. So that's another thing. You've got some real good structure to hold bait fish on too. So it brings those big pelagics up. Every now and then you'll see somebody pull in a blackfin or something like that too. So it's a real nice snapper when they're in. So let's see.
We got sailfish balled up out here if we could just get the wind to lay down and do a mothership trip.
Yeah. You know, we need that 26-foot Carolina skiff, you know, like they got down in Chokoloski.
I ain't going out in the ocean, no Carolina skiff, brother.
All you got to do is get it out there, man, then get your kayak.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know how that works out.
Yeah, how that works out.
Yeah.
Dude, you go out on some of these Navy ships that we've been on, the flat bottom boats, and the waves are cracking up over the deck, and it's like 100 feet to the water. That'll get your stomach churning. You just get late. Wheeler's nauseated there. You're going to be on an LST, especially an LST. Right, Wheeler?
Oh, just stop.
Stop.
That is the only time I have ever been seasick. And we're talking middle of the ocean. That thing rises up, and you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It comes down, slams in the water, and dives in. And that's if you're running into the waves. 9 times out of 10, they're running in the trough, so it's rolling right, rolling left, and you're doing okay until your one buddy decides that he can't hold anymore. And yaks in the berthing. It's like, oh, now the whole berthing smells.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone else sympathy, you know, chucks. And then, of course, you've got to follow along because everyone else is chucking.
Might as well. We spent plenty of hours in the refueling stations. It never fails you. Well, you're in bad weather like that, you can't go above decks. So they had the refueling stations on the side of the ship where there'd be some fresh air. You could also smoke there, too, with all the fumes from the fuel and everything. But, oh, man, it was crazy. LST, flat-bottom boat, should never be out in the middle of the North Atlantic, especially during the winter. You can see the screws coming up out of the water, man. Unbelievable. So, anyways, let's get back to kayak fishing. Who's going where this weekend besides those of us going to Chucktown? Greg's on his way to Chucktown. Hey, what are you guys are looking at some pretty nasty winds there this weekend, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't look good. We're looking at, and it all depends. There's some weather forming out in the Gulf that they say could turn tropical on us. But, you know, at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, we're looking at 10 with gusts to 29.
Wow.
And by 2... we're looking at 23, gusts to 33.
Right.
Out of the northeast. So, if that holds, by 2 o'clock on Saturday, there won't be any water on the flats on the bay, in the bay. It'll blow all the water out.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing if you can get out there.
There'll still be a couple of holes there that are fishable, huh?
Maybe, yeah. You can always walk. I've done that plenty of times, but
right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, let me run back down to Stan real quick. Stan, the I was talking earlier about what the low water looks like there from the possible launch point there at Copahee Sound. And it looks like it would be muddy.
It's bluff mud. And I fished that area a couple of times on kayak and a couple of times by flats boat. And the cool thing about it is there's just mounds of oysters everywhere. And what happens is if you get caught in the area during low tide, which more than likely we will because we're going to be fishing through that time period, all of the redfish that are starting to school up now just get forced into smaller and smaller areas.
Right.
You know, and then you get in the areas where some of them are very shallow and their backs are just straight up out of the water. And it's an amazing sight. It's
going to
be awesome.
It's going to be awesome, man.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to slay them. That's cool. So what are some of the big fish looking like? Get any big? Kevin called in a little bit earlier with a 45-inch one that they just caught. What are we looking at?
Now, we'd have to go to the Charleston Harbor to find the huge breeder fish.
Yeah.
They're there. They're absolutely there. They're all in an area called the Grillage or Dynamite Hole or by Castle Pinckney right out in front of the marina that I have. If we wanted to go there, we could catch monsters. But this area that we're fishing, you know, it's an area that flats boats can't get back to, and you don't have container ships going by, and it's just going to be amazing. There should be a lot of fish there. But you're not going to get just the monster redfish like you do in deeper water.
That's all right. We just want some catching, that's all.
I just want to have a good time.
Yeah, you're not one of those people that, like, there are some people when you catch a fish, you know, they're just really somber and quiet and everything. I like yell and scream when I catch fish.
Oh, I do. I catch so few that I'm definitely going to pick them. Make an event out of the situation.
Make an event out of it. That's right. So, hang on. It looks like we've got a call in here. We got LGB coming on the line. What's up, LGB?
Hey.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling better.
You're not supposed to stick yourself in the gut.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it just seemed like this has been a bad, bad week.
Yeah.
Something trying to keep me from either not fishing or not going to work, which I don't mind. But,
yeah, not going to work. That's just, work is such a waste
fishing.
Of time.
And I told my wife the other day, I said, I like to use my sick days at work, you know, to do stuff I like to do, not to be sick.
Not to be sick, that's right. Hang on, we got to call in a report from Kayak Kevin, man, what do you guys got? What's on the line?
Just a real quick report in and out. Just landed a lean, mean 51-incher.
51? Hang on.
Yeah. On the jig.
On the jig. Did it hit hard, yeah, man?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool.
Hey, Kevin, what's the water look like right now, man?
Dead calm.
Oh,
dead calm. Dead calm. Dead calm, slack tide.
Dead calm, slack tide.
She's coming back out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be out there.
You know it. All right. Let me get off and I'll get on again, hopefully.
All right.
Yeah, what time is it? How much time you got left on the show?
Got about 20 minutes, yeah, man. Give me one more.
Yeah, I should be able to get one more in there. Or me or Rick. Hopefully Rick. All right, later.
Later. Is that like off the chain or what? A 51-inch red. I know, right? When they do that.
Small.
It's a small one? Who's saying that? Is that you, Chuck? Chuck's like, it's a tiny fish. It's a little fish.
Oh, that's a nice
one. Heywood, 51, I'm out. You leaving us, Heywood?
No.
51.
He calls in again, though, I'm hanging up. So, does this solidify Boondoggle Virginia Beach October next year?
We could probably think about that, man. That's pretty insane, man. But you know, then now that would have to be like an advanced Boondoggle, because that's not, well, slack tide, flat calm, that's not bad. But some of the places I've seen Kevin in the water, that's for those are for experienced guys only, man. The shoals, when he fishes the shoals.
We're right where he's fishing. It's not a bad paddle. It's really a nice, it's a good beginner spot because they can still see shoreline and it's accessible. You know, it's a 15-minute paddle to where they're fishing.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where those of us that do it a lot look at it and go, no, we're not going to fish there, but we have another spot we can go to where it won't be as bad, which is about 5 minutes down the road. And it's like, cool, you know? So.
Yeah. That's the thing we have to consider. We don't want to get people above their comfort level, you know. And I don't want to take people out, making them think that, you know, we're super guides or something like that. We're gonna do. I just don't want people doing things that they're not ready for. So, like traipsing 15 miles through the mud in Jacksonville. That was sick, man. So, all right. So Stan fell down. He went out. He must have had someone on the line. But so LGB, you think you're going to make it one day this weekend, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to work tomorrow, and I'm feeling good enough to go back to work, and I'll be up in Somerville for the captain's meeting, and I'll try to get together with you guys. I'm not going to be camping up at the KOA. I just figure I'll hang out with you guys when I get the chance throughout the days the Boondoggle's going on.
Right. Absolutely, man. So we've got we'll get you a patch there for your PFD and stuff too, man.
Oh, so, excellent.
Yeah. You guys did you see my patches there, Wheeler?
Yeah, I know. When am I getting my own?
You gotta come down and get them, man.
Oh.
I've been putting things together this week for the Boondoggle, so I got a couple of envelopes. I gotta send some out to JC out in California. A couple other people asked for them, so I got some envelopes. I'll put them in the mail or after we get back from this weekend. So I got some more stickers too for you guys, unless we give them all out at the Boondoggle. So
I heard there was going to be a special patch for the Bad Backcast show.
A special patch for the Bad Backcast show. I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was going to be black. It was going to be black with just a dock light in the middle.
Just a dock light. Yeah, just a little light hanging there. Just a little
exactly.
Glow.
It could work.
And Jerry gets a patch too. Don't worry, Jerry. I get you a patch. So, and I tried the iron on, and they're holding on pretty good. So I put one on. I wish I'd have made them a little bit smaller. I made them 4 inches, which is kind of the standard patch size. But it's okay for mine because I got the Angler PFD, so it's got the big pockets on the front that, you know, you fold down, and they're nice and flat. But on the clones, it wasn't really – they kind of had, like, these cargo pockets that had folds in them, so they wouldn't stick on there. And if you put your hand or something in the pocket, it would have pulled the patch off. So I had to put it in the middle of the back – flotation pad and kind of got it up high so it won't be underneath the seat there. So we'll see how that works out. But they're probably going to need a stitch or two to make sure they stay on. So, but patches and stickers, and we got the Boondoggle banner that we're going to take out there and post it up on the wall. And we got the little black area underneath the Boondoggle banner. We'll get a new banner for each Boondoggle. Everybody will get to sign it that shows up. So, but I don't know, Mr. Becker. Shall we let the cat out of the bag? What's happening in 2 weeks?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so just kind of give an open invitation. Anybody who wants to show up? I don't know, Bill.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to let anyone else know the areas?
I don't know, man. Now we're getting into a touchy subject now.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to defer to you then. If that's your secret spot, man, I won't take anybody but Becker.
Oh, it's not a secret spot, but we'd like to keep it...
keep it pristine, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, there's another forum in the Florida area that's doing a pretty good job of hammering it, so...
Really?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
It's all good.
Plenty area, man. It's a big, big body of water.
It's that's the Gulf of Mexico, right? It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite so big.
Yeah, right?
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a little fishing trip on the side there on the weekend of the 21st. So if you got an inkling of wanting to know where we're going, we'll have to get your clearance papers through the Haywood clearance system, and then we'll let you know where we're at.
I'll tell them. I don't care. Go ahead.
And we're going to go out to Cedar Key, so... I think that'll we're gonna chase some big black drum, the big uglies. See if we can find some. I know we're gonna find them. I don't know if we're gonna. What are they gonna be?
They're not hard to miss.
No, man. It's like, what's that sticking up out of the water over there?
No, it's more like, who left the broom in the water? Oh, that's not a broom.
Yeah, I know. The first one I saw was in that one little cove over there. And, I mean, I had to be 60, 70 yards away, man, and it was quite easy to tell that it was a fishtail sticking up out of the water.
Yeah.
Well,
you saw me. I was constantly turning around looking because you can spot them literally from the other side of the bay where you're fishing, you know, those little bays and stuff that we were in.
Right.
You know, and they all have those little pockets of grass where the oysters are growing, and You have to keep your head on a swivel because they're everywhere.
Oh, the second day we were out was, the first day me and the wife had to return back to base, but you took the clone on around, and where you guys were at was where the clone and I went the second day, and we sat up in there, and it was just comedic. I mean, I got tired of paddling back and forth because he'd be like, oh, there's one over there. No, there's one over there. No, there's one over there. I mean, so we just finally just pinned ourselves in one spot in between a couple of oyster beds, and they just continually just rolled right through.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the way to do it. Just, you know where we were.
Right.
I would anchor up right there on that oyster bar and just sit there and wait. You know, because they're going to be there.
Well, there's like a little channel there. It seemed like they came right in, and then there was like a little opening in the main bar there, and they just kind of rolled inside there, and they went up one side and came back down the other, man.
Yeah.
You know? And now, I don't know. We'll try throwing everything we got at them, but you think they're going to be eating anything different this time of year? Or think you go with like a smaller... Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna use live bait, I would just go by one of the bait houses there and just buy some dead shrimp.
Yeah.
Try to get, you know, the biggest dead shrimp you can get, and just throw that out there when you see them, and you know, try to get it close to them, and they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Now, you know, because they're tailing doesn't. You know, because you've been there, it makes them pretty hard to catch. It's kind of opposite of redfish when you see them tailing. You know, they're feeding, and if you get something in front of them, eventually they'll pick it up or they'll see it, and you can catch them. But those jokers up there, man, they got such bad eyesight, and plus the water's so dirty anyway.
Right.
That, you know, you could put it right there, and they'll swim right by it. So, you know, just because they're tailing doesn't always, you know, equal an easy catch.
Right.
I got a buddy up there that fishes there, Clotman, and he has better luck sight casting to them with spinnerbait because they'll hit a spinnerbait. You put
really?
That in front of them as they're cruising, And he'll just, you know, he'll watch the banks, and you'll see him, you know, you saw him, how they would cruise up those banks.
Right.
And he'll throw a spinnerbait out there, and he'll nail it, you know.
Just like a regular bass spinnerbait, or like an inline spinner, or what?
Well, those inline, like the Redfish Magic, those types of bait.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're going to give it the college try, right, Mr. Becker?
Absolutely. I figure between that and a few redfish and trying not to be carried off by the mosquitoes, we should be in good shape.
I don't think the skeeters are going to be that bad. But I do got a couple of those little mosquito things.
Talking mosquitoes, you got to worry about.
No.
Yeah, it's the no-see-ums and all the little stuff.
What? It's the deer flies, too.
Yeah, those deer flies.
They're bad up there.
In the airboats.
Yeah.
A lot of airboats. That campground that's right there, Becker, that's the one, that's where they launch out of.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so get the spot furthest away from the boat ramp.
From the boat, yeah. But we're
the one right by the road. Right as you come in on the right, you'll see a camp spot on the corner with a big tree. Get that one right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's right across from the little bathhouse too.
It's right across from the bathrooms and stuff.
Yeah. Oh. But there's that and see, so yeah, and we've got a pretty good tide for that weekend.
Yeah,
the tides are looking pretty good for that weekend there. A little bit more flow than we had when we were there last.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be, I mean, it'll be coming in at first light, max flow, and I mean, we'll hit the top of the tide around 10 o'clock, and they'll be right up in there, man. Hopefully we won't have any, a couple of weeks will do better for the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that wind will lay down by then.
Yeah. That's the only time. Turning around the seasons here, right? So, all right. Well, we've just about run up on our hour, and I still got to pack up some gear for tomorrow. And again, it's always a fun time to show up, and we're going to do the Chucktown Boondoggle. That's this weekend. We're staying at the Mount Pleasant Charleston KOA, just north of Charleston there. We will thanks, Bill. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you next time. We're going to be hitting the road tomorrow morning. I know there's some folks already on the road. Greg, you guys are still safe, headed south?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. But it's down, so.
All right. So I guess we'll probably see you about the same time. Probably about a little late afternoon is when we're planning on being there. So.
Yep.
All right. So you guys take it easy. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You too,
all right, man. Chuck, Wheeler, LGB, we'll see you.
Definitely.
Chuck, what's your game plan?
I don't have one.
No?
No.
Hey, Monday?
We'll
call you Monday and give you a report, man.
That sounds good, sir.
All right.
Good deal.
Okay. And, Wheeler, are you going to go out tomorrow with Kevin and them?
Does a bear poop in the woods?
Surely does. So we'll expect some great stuff there.
Pulled out my soft plastic molds, and I'm mixing up some colors for stripers because I know they're going to be in the light line also. So might as well kill two birds with one hook. So.
All right. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Mr. Becker, I know you... facing some pretty ugly winds this weekend, so yeah
it's going to depend on what happens, but if it's If it goes to the East Coast, we might have a little bit of period of time where I could get into some of the sheltered flat and see what things look like.
Don't
but
you
it's
wish
not
that on
looking
me.
Good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish that on you, unless it helps me out.
Doesn't matter, dude. I can fish the ditches with wind.
You can fish the ditch with wind. That's right. See, are they low enough down there you can cast still?
What's that?
Are they low enough that you can still swing the buggy whip?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, cool. All right, folks. We're going to call it. Like I said, I got to finish up some packing. Hope to see a bunch of you out there at the Chucktown Boondoggle this weekend. Find us. We'll have a banner up. We're going to be fishing the redfish shootout there. So we look forward to meeting all the folks there. And when you find us, let me know, and I'll give you a sticker. And patch, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. LDB, hope you're feeling better, man. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Look forward to it. And
yeah,
we'll take yeah. All right. Mr. Becker, we'll get our weekend. Greg, drive safe.